Well, as we've mentioned, midterm elections are less than a month away, just under 4 weeks away. Both parties, of course, want to get all the voters out, get their bases out, get every vote out to the polls that they can. One group of voters that's expected to come out in fewer numbers this year, the Latino vote. Well, joining us with more on this is Mark Lacy, Phoenix bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. His story about the Latino vote is on the front page of The Times this morning. Also on the line is Univision's Jorge Ramos, frequent guest on The Takeaway. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Mark Lacy, let me start with you. You know, just off the top, you would think that things like Arizona's highly controversial immigration law, SB 1070, would send Latinos to the polls in droves because it is hugely unpopular with them. But you're finding that that's not happening.
Well, yes, you're absolutely right. The failure of immigration reform to get anywhere and the passage of Arizona's law would lead one to think that this would be a year that Latino voters poured out to the polls. A big poll that was out yesterday, however, suggests that many Latinos may be turned off by the political process and may not be as motivated to vote as the Democrats had expected. So there's concern among a lot of Latino groups around the country. They've been doing something about it, though, and voter registration drives have been going on all over the country, and there's a big push to try to get people registered and try to get people to vote. But this poll is troubling to Democrats and troubling to Latino activists.
Now, you say it's troubling to Democrats. Historically, Latinos have supported Democratic candidates much more strongly than Republican candidates. So as they're an official part of the Democratic base, this is really expected to hurt the Democrats even worse than they're hurting.
Yes, yes. The poll did have some good news for Democrats, and that is that Latinos are strongly backing Democrats over Republicans. The numbers are at record or near record levels. At 65% of Latinos are believed to be Democrats over 22% for Republicans. So those are extremely strong numbers. I guess the troubling thing is that the Latino Republicans may be more likely to vote than the Latino Democrats. And so that's the troubling side.
Jorge Ramos, Mark Lacy mentions a poll that came out yesterday. He's referring, I think, to the Pew Hispanic Center poll. Now, it said, I have here, while 70% of all registered voters say they're likely to vote in this upcoming midterm, only 51% of Latino registered voters say they intend to vote. What's your read on this? What's happening here? What are you hearing?
I mean, within the Hispanic community, it's really simple. Latinos are very upset with both parties. On one hand, Latinos are very frustrated with President Barack Obama because he broke a promise. He promised that he was going to have an immigration bill during his first year in office, and he didn't deliver. He broke a promise. And then also, Latinos are upset with Democrats because they didn't have the political courage to bring immigration reform to the floor, neither in the House of Representatives nor in the Senate. So they are, on one hand, very, very frustrated with Democrats. On the other hand, they are incredibly angry with Republicans. Republicans approved SB 1070 in Arizona. Republicans rejected, just a few days ago, the Dream Act in the Senate. It was a historic opportunity, and Republicans rejected that. And not only that, Republicans started that debate on the 14th Amendment that would prohibit sons and daughters of undocumented immigrants born in the United States to become U.S. citizens. Of course, that has no political support right now. But when Latinos have this option between voting for a party for the Democrats, for which they are incredibly frustrated, or to vote for those who attacked them in the last few months, they are deciding to vote to stay at home. And that's a reality. Unfortunately, it's not politically correct. It's not the right thing for the Hispanic community, but they don't want to vote either for Democrats nor Republicans.
And you talk about the political reality here. It sounds like Republicans may have had the electoral calculation just right, sponsoring things like opening up the 14th Amendment, as you mentioned, opposing the Dream Act and immigration reform openly. A lot of people said this is just going to make Latinos angry and vote against Republicans. Republicans seem to know at the start it's just going to make them stay home.
Yeah, and not only that, I think Republicans really missed a historic opportunity. When Latinos were very upset a few months ago with President Barack Obama because he broke a promise, and when Republicans had this incredible opportunity to get the Hispanic vote, they missed the opportunity. Instead of doing that, they did exactly the opposite, just to try to go through the primaries. And then Republicans have to think in the long term. They don't have a vision with when it comes to the Hispanic vote. In 2004, George W. Bush got 44% of the Hispanic vote. And then in 2008, John McCain went down to 31%. And now with Pew Hispanic Center, it says that they only have 22% of the Hispanic vote. I mean, they really have to remember that without the Hispanic vote, no one, absolutely no one, makes it to the White House. So maybe they're going to win this election, but they're going to be missing election after election after election if they can get the Hispanic vote right now.
Well, in terms of this election, Mark Lacy from The New York Times, you know, the president, Barack Obama, has been out in Wisconsin at a college campus getting students out to vote. He's been talking up the middle class and talking up the economy. Shouldn't we expect to see maybe the president trying to stump for Latino votes? Is that something that's in the offing here?
Well, he was in New Mexico, where I am now, last week, and clearly he was trying to help a governor candidate here who may be in trouble, and this is a largely Hispanic state, so he's clearly, this is on his radar screen. And another important issue is that Latino voters are not single-issue voters, voters are. And immigration is one very important issue for them, but the economy is also huge, and the same frustration one sees in the population as a whole when it comes to the economy, to foreclosures, to education and large classroom sizes. All these things are annoyances to Latino voters as well.
Well, and the president probably knows he needs to stoke those voters, because they are telling pollsters they're going to stay away from the polls. Mark Lacy, Phoenix Bureau Chief for our partner in the New York Times. Hey, maybe we're going to see that Univision interview with the president with Jorge Ramos before the election. Jorge Ramos, thank you both for joining us.
We're going to keep following the issue of immigration. There's a news story out there that we're missing, though, and I bet you know what it is. Keep us on our toes. Tell us your story about immigration, something you haven't heard from us. We're going to devote time to the best suggestion every Friday. Submit yours by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can head over to thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry. Don't worry, he's back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.